This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, that's Linda Lugosi. That's enough of that stuff. Let's get back to our stories. Chris, you asked a question. Linda, do you need the question asked again, or are you ready?
Well, I think what he was asking was, whether perhaps all of these manifestations are projections from our human consciousness, or are they something that someone else would see? You know, and I do think the idea of the shared hallucinations being pretty much impossible unless you believe in a whole host of other psi factors speaks to that very well. But, you know, then you start going down that wormhole of that everybody's talking about these days, which is quantum physics and mechanics and the idea of people sort of creating their own reality. If those things are true, well, then we're sort of creating everything. Now, the interesting thing is that some of these theories that are coming up, and they continue to advance and be proven in small ways, really lead you to this very conclusion, you know, that we participate in our universe in to a much greater degree than we would expect. We tend to view ourselves as these little, you know, meat shells walking around with stuff happening to us, but not according to many of the latest physics formulas that are beginning to take consciousness into account as part of their form, which is, it's really tricky. And I believe that the physicists are very divided on this. Some won't touch it because it's too ooky spooky. Others are saying, yeah, we need to go here because that's where they're leading. But, for instance, one of my favorites is the many interacting worlds. There's a quantum physicist. His name is Howard Wiseman. And it's probably a couple of years old by now, even, because these things are moving very quickly. He's one who believes that there are many intersecting worlds and that they're almost what you call ghost universes, because the same way that we expect, if we see a ghost, it seems like it's interacting with us right in our own world. We don't think it's off somewhere in some faraway dimension. It's right there. And this is how we would be perceiving many of these things that aren't ordinarily visible to us. They can interact, and it's been proven they can interact under certain conditions in a minute way, in a mini scale, a micro scale. They haven't been able to prove the macro scale that would be needed for us to see something as large as, say, a Bigfoot or whatever. But the other interesting aspect of this formula was that it predicted these worlds would be as real as ours, but older, which is interesting because it's a lot like what Native American people that I have interviewed personally from several different tribes have told us. These creatures are here. They can also be in their other world. They're older than us. They're as real as us when they're here. But when they're, you know, it really sounds like an iteration of Dr. Wiseman's amazing theory, which I don't even pretend to understand. I'm hopeless at math, and I do not get physics. But I'll believe it when all these very intelligent people tell me that they are creating equations and discovering equations that predict and almost demand all of these factors that people who say, I don't believe anything more than I can see, taste, smell, or hear. And I hear that from people very frequently. I have a number of relatives, for instance, who have said that not too long ago. You know, it's just counteracting that very materialist view.
Right. Well, just hopefully one day they'll smell a Bigfoot, and it's something you don't forget.
That's right. That's right. I've had that experience several times.
Yeah, it's beyond foul.
But it's so different, you know. It's a very unique. I think we talked last time I was on about that time that I had a 35-foot-long tree limb snapped off in two motions right in front of me in the Kettle Moraine.
Right.
And went back, and the whole place just reeked of this smell down by this tree where it had happened. And you can't forget, it's like skunkish, but not skunk.
It's like a human skunk. That's how I described it many times.
Yeah, it's like mixed with skunk, and there's also sort of an odor of sweet grass sometimes with it mixed in, which makes it just really odd. A couple of months ago, my colleague Sanjay Singhal and I were checking out a trail we hadn't been on before, and I found a tree that just looked like it would be something really good for big things to hide in, and I walked off the trail a second and looked around behind it, and I was finding some what looked like little hairs stuck in the bark and that kind of thing, and all of a sudden, this most overwhelming, I call it scent sliming, because it's like something just slimed my whole head. You know, it was like in my mouth and in my nose and breathing it, that same exact smell. And I just kind of bent over and started gagging. And then Sanjay, who was standing about 10 feet away from me on the trail, it reached him. And then he did the same thing. And he actually felt worse. We had to leave. He really felt sick from it. So I'm not even sure that's their actual bodily smell, but perhaps something they can project in a way. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, I never thought about that. I always thought that they, you know, just had they'd gone without a shower and were able. It's almost like something being sprayed. I think you're right.
Yeah.
There is an aspect of that, almost like a skunk spray. And that's the only thing that I can equate it to as a comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hence the name Skunk Ape. You know, I mean, that's
right.
One of the reasons why I think the southern versions have gained that name, because they're supposed to be especially foul living in, you know, in a human environment. Of course, olfactory stuff tends to be a little bit more powerful, I think, or impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, when it rains here, I have a rug that a stray cat got in and pissed all over one corner of the rug, which I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. And normally in this dry environment, you don't smell anything, but as soon as it rains outside, I can get a slight whiff of that. And we're talking something 4 or 5 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving along here, I do want to ask a couple more questions here from our listeners. This is kind of gets into, as he calls it, the single causal paranormal toe or theory of everything. He's wondering, in your estimation, considering all the research that you've done, do you lean towards a single causal phenomenon or a theory of everything for the types of experiences that you relate in your books? This, in essence, probably being either a single aspect of our natural environment or of which two or more independent beings, monster and human, interact briefly. Or do you think that possibly a single aspect of ourselves, consciousness, allows for or is directly responsible for an interactive quasi-dimension of reality known as the experiential paranormal? So this is kind of on, you know, along the lines of what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that a person is interacting with something that is purely physical, or do you think, and if so, which types of cases? Do you think there's differences between types of phenomenon, or do you think we're dealing with something that is fairly consistent in terms of its interaction with consciousness?
Well, there have been a number of researchers lately, and I tend to concur that all of these different things, the Mothman, the Bigfoot, the Wolfman, the sea creatures, are manifestations of a global or sort of everywhere consciousness that is other than our own separate differentiating.
So you're saying there is a connection somehow between...
Somehow this other global consciousness, some people think of it as maybe the mind of the Earth Mother. I've heard it put that way. Gaia's mind, or the great Earth Spirit. It is something that, you know, is everywhere, but it can interact with the human mind to either help us project something or to project itself into a form that it finds in our own minds. And I have actually a pretty good experience to justify that, which is when I was working on, co-authored the Weird Wisconsin and authored the Weird Michigan books for the Barnes & Noble Weird U.S. series. And I had to find a certain number of really haunted places. And I found this one place in Michigan where it was Manistee, Michigan. I went into town and asked the local historian, who happened just to have a little shop on Main Street, where was a good haunted place.
Let's find out the answer in our next segment. Yes. Where is that haunted place? Tell me. with Linda and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Linda Godfrey, author of Monsters Among Us and other books, tell the Paracast listeners, what did this person tell you when you asked about a haunted place?
Well, he pointed me down the street to an old brick building that had been built by a German family. Supposedly, several of the members had died, and they had a bar in the lower level in the olden days, and then they had apartments upstairs. And there was a teenage member of that family that was supposed to have died from diphtheria or something and still lived in the basement. His name was William, so they called him Basement Billy. Now, I never heard of Basement Billy. I had nothing in my mind about it. They didn't know I was coming. It was just, you know, a lark. So there was no preparation or setup for it. And the owner of the building, the present owner, took me down to the basement where he was supposed to live, although he was also seen in his period costume, sometimes wandering around the parking lot up outside on the street. And that basement had nothing in it. It was a dirt floor basement, empty. There was one light bulb way at the end of it and one right behind us. And I had her turn off the light so we could stand in pitch black to see if Basement Billy would appear, because I had to do something, you know, research it for the book. Well, he did. Much to my wondering eye should appear this sphere, and it came out of nowhere. It was a low basement, so it couldn't have been more than 7 feet off the floor, maybe 10 feet away from me. It was about the size of a basketball, glowing but not emitting light to light anything up. And I saw it, and I couldn't believe it. It felt to me like it was sentient, like it was interested or something. I couldn't believe it. I blinked. I looked away. It was still there. And I had my camera in my hands, and I was too amazed to quit. By the time I realized my camera was there, then it started fading away. And the woman who was with me, the owner of the building, also saw Basement Billy. But she saw the young man completely dressed in the period clothing, and we were both gasping for having seen it at such close range. But I'm thinking, because in her mind, her consciousness, living there and knowing the story, she had a preformed picture in her head of what he looked like, that somehow whatever that electromagnetic energy was, and I don't know that it was actually any spirit of a young man who died there, but it was some form of electromagnetic energy, was able to project itself to conform to what she knew. And because I had just walked in, I had no clue as to what Basement Billy looked like or anything. I just saw the pure energy form. So
why do you think it was electromagnetic in nature?
Well, because just in general, in our world, you have electricity and magnetism working as general forces when you have these unexplained lights, and they're so often related to geological formations and things that would create electromagnetic waves. So it's my general assumption, and it may not be right, but whatever the energy was, it was able to interact with each of us according to our own pre-held conception.
So there's a classic example of consciousness putting the details on what may at the core be an unusual event, but the actual details and the appearance of that is will vary between witnesses.
Right. So I think, personally, that's always been something that seemed as if it could be a likely theory of everything, if you can explain all the different creatures that way and the difference in appearance between ghost, quote-unquote ghost manifestations. That's as close as I've been able to come.
Okay.
But it still doesn't throw out the other worlds, you know, because we don't know. Maybe these energies are coming from other worlds. You know, maybe they're not an emanation of the Earth. Maybe they're something that's coming through an opening from somewhere else. That's what we really don't know.
You see, one of the things I see when we talk about this, and Chris and I have been talking about alternate realities and things like that, when you go to a so-called, quote-unquote, mainstream scientist and you say, hey there, you know, we're looking into strange creatures, and you start giving them the multiverse and you start giving them the portals and the other realities, they look at you, their eyes glaze over, and they say, what the heck is that? So how do you sell it to them, or can you?
To the physicists or to the...
To the mainstream scientists.
Oh.
You know, in terms of a physicist, they can say multiverse, all that stuff, but that's a theory. We're giving them reality. Okay, we got the creatures here, and they might be from there.
Right. And from what I understand, you know, from what I've read and different interviews I've seen and things like that, some of that glazed look is purposeful. They just do not want to discuss it because it gets them in hot water with their own colleagues and affects papers they can publish and that kind of thing, because some of them are not up to par with say, Dr. Wiseman or other people, you know, and each of them has their own little leading edge that they're trying to explore and discover. Maybe they don't always want to affirm other people's, you know, there are lots of different human reasons for that. But I think that it probably, as these other theories become better and better known, I'm hoping that may change a little bit. The harder part is bringing it out and not having your average reader glaze over, because you say the word quantum mechanics and then they go, oh my God, I failed physics in high school. Oh, shut off. You know, that's not possible. They're just making this up. And, you know, I've talked about portals quite a bit in the book. And in fact, that was going to be the original title, except then the Future Encounters sort of took over, so we changed it. But, you know, as far as the portals go, I do make the point that it seems likely, given the number of mathematical formulas that predict something like a portal might truly be possible and is actually demanded in some cases, should be a pretty good persuasive point to people. But they, you know, they still don't really see that, you know. And the other thing is that, okay, let's say there is such a thing as a portal. At this time, we have no experimental way or even experiential way of finding out which of those theories. Is it many interacting worlds? Is it a bubble universe? Is it some, you know, is it some ghost universe right next to ours? What is it, just our minds? We don't know. So a few people have claimed to have walked into something like a portal or seen into one, but it's not anything I believe, you know, I think they're unverified, and we just don't have a way of sending somebody in. And, you know, remember that Twilight Zone, A Little Girl Lost, where the dad went halfway into the portal to save his little girl who'd fallen into it, and only because this wise scientist was holding onto his legs was he able to be pulled back out of it. We don't know if that's what would happen. And so we just don't have the evidence to tell.
You know, there was a British TV series, Primeval, that was on, I guess, from 2007 to 2011. There was a version made in Canada and a version made in the UK. And in both cases, what happened here is you'd have these portals. You'd see these portals show up in the middle of a city in the UK. And out of it would come some kind of prehistoric creature. Of course, none of it made any sense. You go in there and you fight off the prehistoric creature, then return. Or they close
up. That was all time-based, though, wasn't it, Gene?
It was time-based mostly, although I got the impression it was also reality-based. Not just another time, but another place. We've got more to come. With Gene and Chris and Linda Gottfried not going into a dimensional portal, at least not yet. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Dimensional portal commentaries.
I like this subject.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think I've found one. In fact, I would be willing to bet that the average person, if they visited this place just a handful of times, would experience something unusual, and it's very location specific.
Tell me where. Let's go. Let's mount an expedition.
Yeah. I took Rosemary there and Guiley, and we both had a shared experience, which I've mentioned on the show a number of times.
Oh, yes. Of course, Rosemary will be back from the other reality in 2,000 years.
Well, it wasn't anything like that. It's just a place where there's a doorway, and it seems to be an entrance and exit point for a lot of different things.
I'm going to see her next month. I'll ask her about it.
Yeah. Well, what a perfect person to have as a witness, you know.
Yeah. Can't be.
Because we talk about someone that's been there and done that and seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
After we had our little kind of shared experience, and then we went back to the house where we were staying, and you know, during the conversation, she made the comment, well, I hope it didn't follow us here. And a plant jumped off the windowsill into the, you know, 2 feet out into the room, and boom, on the floor.
Wow.
Be careful what you wish for.
What did it look like, though? Can you tell us what it looked like?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where it wasn't really fully visible. It was more of a presence in the atmosphere. It was shimmering. It came right up, right in our faces. And then another one, a smaller one, went around us. Our feet, or around our ankles, and curved around us to behind, and kind of, it appeared to go behind us, I think.
Wow.
But we both just stood there, frozen, and then kind of looked at each other sideways and said simultaneously, I think it's time to leave.
Wow. So, but you didn't see into it, like it didn't.
It was about 5 to 6 feet tall. It seemed almost humanoid. In terms of proportion, but it wasn't really visible. It was more like an energy form mm-hmm. that we both were able to, I think anybody that had been standing there would have been able to detect it. It wasn't something that was, you know, only detected psychically, or there was something of physicality to it. It was almost like something with a faulty cloaking device, would be one way to describe it. There was it was at night. There was definitely shimmering. There was some sort of kind of a silvery, whitish reflection coming off of it. And it came across the expanse where we were standing. It rushed at us, and it was there in a second, 2 seconds. It went at least 100 feet, maybe 75 feet, and was almost instantly right there in our faces. Now, normally when I enter into this particular location, I sit down, clear my mind of thoughts, kind of introduce myself. I work my way into the location. We just went in there like bulls in a china shop. You know, I mean, not, you know, we weren't yelling and laughing and screaming, mm-hmm. but we just walked right in. And normally, especially at night, I don't do that. I take my time, I ease myself into the situation, and I've never had something confrontational, shall we say, or confronting me, like I did the night that I went in there with Rosemary. And, you know, it was fairly near where I lived for 13 years. And, you know, I did go in there on a number of occasions and have experiences, but they were much more benign. They seemed to be interested, almost, you know, interested in the fact that we were there, but not like, who the hell are you? You know, mm-hmm. what are you doing here? That was the feeling that I got. And I think I can say fairly assuredly that Rosemary got the same exact impression. And we both compared notes later, and she experienced pretty much exactly what I experienced.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, you should talk to her about it. It's the
I will.
In the Boca Grande subdivision where I lived in Colorado. It was, and then the plant jumping off the windowsill, that was the capper.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That, I bet you both just jumped like 8 higher than the plant did.
No, we just looked at each other and went, oh, no. And the owners of the house, the wife was not very happy about it.
Oh, I imagine
she made
that.
Me do a complete cleansing of the house before we left.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Those clumsy parapsychologists, they had it again.
Well, yeah. It was just one of those things, you know, where I went out of my carefully established protocols that I had for the place for a number of years. Oh, well.
Wow.
There's a little something to be, I think there's a lesson there for the listeners. If you do know of a place that has a reputation, whether it's a haunted site or whether it's some sort of portal-esque type location, I think it would be advisable to ease into the location as opposed to just storming in. I think that unless that's the kind of reaction that you want to elicit from whatever is there.
I have a crazy comment or question here. Does the belief that some place may be a portal, does that belief influence the potential reality?
According to quantum mechanics, it does.
Yeah.
Because, the way that works is that in the microcosm, you take two little particles that are, and I mean little like pieces of an atom, different particles, and you mingle them physically, and then you separate them, and no matter how far separated they are, they will always react as if they were still connected to each other.
David Bohm, supported by the Bell's theorem.
Yes, yeah, and so it's the thing, and the thing is that if they further went on and conducted experiments to show that one result or another one would happen, and this is complete fact, it's not just theory, they discovered that human observation and human thought determined, these particles are actually little waves, and what determines the final outcome is if they sort of collapse into a final form. And, I mean, this can get very complicated. I'm just giving you...
Well, you're mixing theories.
I am mixing theories a little bit, yes. You're right. You're right.
Yes, but you're talking about the Copenhagen interpretation, Heisenberg.
Well, I...
Which the Bell's theorem and David Bohm earlier...
Yeah.
It came up with the same math, but Bohm's theory of a causality or non-local sort of, you know, what I think Einstein referred to as spooky action at a distance.
Right.
Instead of an indeterminacy of a particle or wave, only a particle if you're observing it, Bohm said, well, that's not correct. It's actually instantaneous effect of particles that have some sort of relationship. As soon as you do something to one, it affects all particles.
Right.
Yeah.
So right, exactly. And thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's a much better explanation. I was just trying to jump over it to get to the place where the upshot is that it can lead to a belief that our observation of things allows them to be or causes them to collapse into whatever form they're going to take.
Right. Well, yeah. It causes change.
To put it crudely.
It causes change. In other words, the very act of observing a process changes it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I mean, again, it's even the best physicists don't still fully understand it. So, I'm sure I'll be long gone before they do. But I just love to read about it. It's just fascinating to me that it just makes everything magical.
Well, yeah, and science is slowly validating things that shamans and adepts for centuries, millennia have always kind of had a subcultural theory about. But these subcultural beliefs and theories are slowly being validated by science, which leads me to a really good question from Kana Karras, who's also been a listener and poster at forum.theparacast.com, our question bank. Can ask questions.
And we'll break and get the question on the other side. So this will be our final segment coming up. We're talking about monsters and portals and other realities and getting lost somewhere in a place you didn't expect, maybe? Linda Godfrey with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we're on our final segment with Linda Godfrey, author of Monsters Among Us. I think one of the most fun-filled sessions we've ever had with her. Chris, you had a question coming up from a listener.
Well, here you go. This is the $64 million question. Linda, do you agree that we look at these phenomena like a cat looking at an iPhone? In other words, will we never understand them? I think what he meant to say is, will we ever understand them?
You know, we have such a higher understanding of technology and the universe and all of these things just from the past several hundred years, although, I mean, that's unless there were ancient aliens, of course. But I mean, in our own civilization, we've progressed so much that it's, you know, as we go into computers being quantum computers and having powers hitherto undreamed of, I really think that there's a good chance we're going to get to this level of understanding that, you know, you and I wouldn't even be able to conceive of right now. I wish that I were younger to be able to live and see all that. You know, I wish I were maybe 20 right now. That would be great. I mean, there's no way of predicting it, but when you consider how fast the information is moving, just exponentially, I think it's possible, you know.
So the more we know, the more we don't know, is you know, because of technology and the data derived from the technology, you're saying that that will overwhelm the mystery at some point.
Well, I mean, that's exactly how I feel right now. The more I know, the more I know I don't know. But, I am a Christian. I don't believe that we're going to, in this Earth's technology, understand God, say, or all of his mysteries. But I think that we will understand a lot more of it.
Wait a minute. You're getting all gender specific here. What's up with that? What's wrong with the goddess?
I'm using his in the general sense of humankind,
okay.
As it's often used. His, her.
Just check.
His, her, all-encompassing. Yeah, I don't think God can be pinned down to a gender of any type. So I foresee just incredible advances, but I, you know, who knows if we'll be able to live long enough as a civilization or what will happen.
Yeah, the next 4 years are going to be really interesting.
That's for sure. Yep. So, I mean, even in fact, to think we're going to some of the space things that are happening now, that it's getting into out of the hands of completely government control to some of these private space agencies that are thinking much differently about sending contacts and people here and there that NASA's kind of given up on. I see great hope there, because every time we send anything out, we learn so much more.
Yeah. Well, not to mention China and India and other countries are getting into the fray, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a much more global project.
What have we not covered that you'd like to cover about this current book and also some of the projects that you have coming up?
Well, one thing that I thought was very interesting that kind of kept recurring in my research that I had not been so aware of before was just these general forms of things that look like mists. And maybe I don't know if it's a little bit like what you and Rosemary experienced, but I've got pictures of them that have come from trail cams where there was a carcass lying on the ground and then this mist comes and covers it for half an hour, 30 frames or so. And then when the mist lifts, the carcass is gone. There are instances where people have experienced these mists coming over them. I've got one rather lengthy experience from a sheriff's deputy from another county who was sitting in a squad car near a marsh, and he saw this sort of faintly green-colored rolling mist all of a sudden coming over the marsh toward him. You know, he's just looking at it, and it keeps coming and coming, and when it hits his car, all of his squad electronics go out. The computer's gone, the radio, everything. That he'd just been parking there to catch up on his record keeping. When he checked his watch, he realized that there had been a bit of a time loss as well. And when the thing passed over the squad car, and then everything came back on, and it made a right angle turn, which rolling mists don't generally do, and headed up a path that went into a woods that's known locally as the Haunted Woods. And he actually experienced this a second time at a different marshy and lake location in that same area. And I've had numerous other people report these mist-like things. So that's something that I found really interesting, and I think I will probably continue to pursue that line of inquiry because they seem, again, to have that sort of sentience about them, that they're aware somebody's there, they want to go over and experience it or see what it is, and then they leave, and you are left with effects like missing time and just odd electromagnetic effects on your equipment, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes mutilations of carcasses are involved. There's also a recurring theme through the book. I started with it, and I end with it, too, of a hayfield in southeastern Wisconsin where I've been assisting the property owner for over 2 years now in trying to help figure out what is mutilating animal carcasses on his property. And
what kind of animals?
Well, everything from just like roadkill raccoon and badger to deer mostly. I think he got up to 17 carcasses, and we were strategically
so they're found dead, and then subsequently they're mysteriously disfigured? Is that?
Well, yeah, he was picking them up in Illinois where he lived, transporting them in his truck to his property in Wisconsin, and then purposely placing them at a certain place where he'd observed this in just some he started out with one roadkill raccoon that he just found and kind of threw there into the tree line, and then he came back and found that something had unzipped it from its neck down to the bottom part, was like lying on its back, removed the contents, set them all neatly aside in one package, which no small animal does.
No, that would be lunch or dinner.
Exactly. It was just like a surgeon had put his hands in, and you've seen them lift a heart out of everything in perfect. Everything was perfect. And he came back 40 minutes later, and the entire piece of interior raccoon was, again, picked up in one piece and taken somewhere else. There were no little bits and scraps around. And he's thinking, what did that? You know, and so he tried a badger, and then he managed to find a 60-pound deer. And the first time he put the deer out and put up the trail cams, that's when he got that mist and realized he was dealing with something. The mist would show up on – it actually showed up on two different cameras, so I know it wasn't a malfunctioning camera. And that was about when he called me in to help him out. But what he discovered was there were large canine prints. Whatever it was, took the carcass, lifted it over a barbed wire fence, and ran off through a field with it.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I got to compare notes with you on that one.
Yeah, so, and that's in the Monsters Among Us book.
Linda Godfrey, tell our listeners where they can find more of what you do.
It's all at lindagodfrey.com. It's my WordPress blog and pages on beast questions and blog encounters, things like that. Everything's right there at lindagodfrey.com, my book list, whatever you want to know.
If you want to find us, go to Twitter. If you're into Twitter, we have a place called The Paracast. But understand, although we check the Twitter account all day long, we really don't have a lot of action there. We don't really push it. We'd rather that you check us out on Facebook. And you know why? Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And we have a second radio show. It's called After the Paracast, which is a show wrap-up. It could be discussions about things that have nothing to do with the main episode of the Paracast. Sometimes special interviews, like last week we had Nick Pope, the former Ministry of Defense official from the UK, who was talking about his take on conspiracy theories, a unique interview. To learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. It's a cheap subscription rate for month-to-month, annual, 5 years, lifetime. We also give you a commercial-free version of this show as part of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Linda Godfrey, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.